It was all he could do to get out the words. "I can't," he gasped. "It's too... God's too funny, Stannis."
"What?"
"He hasn't sailed against us," Tyrion managed. "He's laid siege to Storm's End. Renly is riding to meet him."
His sister's nails dug painfully into his arms. For a moment she stared incredulous, as if he'd begun to gibber in an unknown tongue.
"Stannis and Renly are fighting each other?"
When he nodded, Cersei began to chuckle.
"God's be good," she gasped.
"I'm starting to believe that Robert was the clever one." Tyrion threw back his head and roared. They laughed together. Cersei pulled him off the bed and whirled him around and even hugged him, for a moment as giddy as a girl. By the time she let go of him, Tyrion was breathless and dizzy. He staggered to her sideboard and put out a hand to steady himself.
"Do you think it will truly come to battle between them? If they should come to some accord..."
"They won't," Tyrion said. "They are too different, and yet too much alike, and neither could ever stomach the other. And Stannis has always felt he was cheated of Storm's End," Cersei said thoughtfully.